This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Sean Reed, the newest member of the Lynn School Committee once he's sworn in, but the top vote getter in Tuesday's election. So, Sean, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the opportunity and all you do to educate our community.
Well, thank you about that. That was nice. But, Sean, I got to tell you, I'm not surprised you won, but I think if any time you have a first-time candidate to top the ticket in a citywide school committee race, that's unbelievable. So tell us your reaction and how did that happen?
I'm still in disbelief myself, so you're not alone in that. A lot of my friends and family are too. I ran a campaign that was I was in the community, I was visible, I was transparent. And I'm accessible, and that's kind of how I want to be as a school committee member. And people know they can reach out to me at any time through multiple platforms. And, I'm just here for everyone, and that's how I want to govern.
You know, too, Sean, you are very interested in education policy as well.
Sure.
So tell me about that connection and a background, and maybe we can get into some more specifics about what's ahead on the school committee. But what is your background and what is your interest and how did it begin in real education policy?
Yeah, so I went to Lynn Public Schools. My wife's a teacher in Lynn, and, you know, we want to raise our family here. So education, you know, it's a personal interest to me. But honestly, I wasn't the best student in or out of the classroom, and I kind of figured out later in life. I went to North Shore Community College, and then I transferred over to Amherst College. So I had kind of an interesting journey myself, and I think that really is the beginning of my interest in educational policy. And now I work for Senator Brendan Creighton, and I get to work on a number of issues regarding educational policy, especially around the new Pickering Middle School and the MSBA funding in general.
Absolutely. All right. So what is up? What do you feel are the issues that are going to be confronting the school committee in Lynn in the months ahead here? I guess you know a lot of them, but you're always thrown with a few things. But what are the things that the committee will be dealing with, do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, my priorities, and it's the priorities of a lot of the school committee members and the administration as a whole, is first is the Pickering Middle School project, making sure that gets done and to get done right. And then beyond that, ensuring that we can build more schools because, you know, the average age of our schools is around a century old, and we need to make sure we are able to replace our schools as time goes on. So pushing the MSBA. Some of the other issues moving forward, I think we need to expand our college and career pathways, especially around our trades programs. Only 50% of kids who want to get into tech can, due to limitations. So we need to bring night programs and alternative programs for both our students and adults. Then teacher retention. I mean, it's a big issue everywhere, the teacher shortage, but especially in communities like Lynn. So tackling that head on and making sure that our teachers are heard and that we take action on it.
You know, you talk about the funding for the new Pickering School with the school funding source there from the state, and the formula that is not favorable. I mean, Lynn gets a lot of money. There's no doubt about it per school, but it's still a very difficult process to build new schools because you look around the area and a lot of cities and towns have new buildings, and
exactly.
Yet Lynn does not. I mean, you have the new classical high school. I mean, I should get a couple here and there, but there's real, yeah. And that's not new anymore. Come on.
No, No. I went to the new classical. I was one of the early, well, maybe not earlier classes, but yeah, it's not new anymore. That's my point. But yeah, I think that is the top issue facing Lynn right now is the physical infrastructure. And we need to push for, as you alluded to, the reforms to the MSBA to make it more equitable. A few years back, Lynn was one of the biggest recipients because of the Student Opportunity Act, which reformed how the operational side of funding was distributed. Now we need the same similar type of, updates to the capital side. And I'm looking forward to hopefully becoming the face of that as Lynn becoming the face of that, that change.
All right. An update on the Pickering project. Where are we on that? I mean, it's been a project that's kind of swerved around a little bit, but it's pretty much set now, right, for the location and moving forward, right?
Yeah, they submitted the design, I think it was a couple weeks ago. It was when we had one of our forms. So they submitted that design. And also, the MSBA has been working with us, and I think we just had a savings of $30 million. Total to the project because they upped the reimbursement rates as well as they included some new factors that could be counted towards the reimbursement. So that's big news. That's a huge savings. I think you know, that project really would have financially burdened our city. So I'm just continuing to work with the MSBA and making sure that every step of the way that the community's heard, and that we don't have an issue like we had at some of our other schools, like Glasgow when it was built, or, you know, any other unforeseen issues.
You know, we won't go into that right now, but yeah, it's a long story, and I'm sure a lot of the listeners from Lynn know that story. You're right,
but it's important that, you know, that's why it's so important that we check every box every step of the way.
Yeah. You know, I guess the last area that I'd like to talk to you about is as you walk around the city of Lynn, and you must have put some miles on those sneakers this summer and fall. What do you hear from people about the schools? I mean, you must get a wide range of opinions, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No. And it's sad. You know, I hear a lot of positives about the teachers and, you know, some of the amazing programs that we have and our sports and everything like that, but it is sad. I mean, the most common thing, no matter what, I knocked every neighborhood that we have in our city. I put a couple holes in my shoes, and the thing I hear over and over is about what we've talked about the whole interview, is the overcrowding and the infrastructure. So many people are sending their kids stuff to either private school or charter school because they just don't feel like their kids are getting a good education because of, you know, our schools aren't built for this. So it's very sad, but you know, we have a lot of good going on in our schools too. So if we can, you know, we can have all the intangibles down. If we can just, you know, get some new schools and reduce the overcrowding that our teachers are facing, then I think we have great potential.
You know, I've always, years ago, I always used to think that buildings were not that big of a deal, but now I do believe they're a big deal. And take a look at Saugus, for example. Now there's a high school that must have been built 50s, the old one, thinking. And they replaced it with a brand new junior middle school, a middle high school kind of complex. It's beautiful and state of the art. And then you look at the Lynn buildings, Sean, and you just what you were saying. I mean, they're not 50 years old or 60 years old. They're 100 years old practically.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. And Lynn is also in a unique position because not only do we have 27 schools, which is kind of, you know, very unique, but also our population is extremely young and it's growing. You mentioned Saugus. They have to close some schools at times. So this is all something that, you know, we need to really take into account when we're thinking about funding from the different levels of government for school construction. And all the data shows that, you know, the buildings do matter. It matters in life outcomes and educational outcomes. And, you know, it makes teachers and students feel good.
Yeah. And I mean, in today's educational technology piece, too, it's important. I mean, you know, it's like, and so whatever. All right, Sean, finally, I guess, what can you share with us about educational policy on the state? I mean, we hear, you know, actually Patrick Tutwiler is now the education commissioner, former superintendent of Lynn Public Schools.
Extremely lucky.
Yeah, not a bad thing. Yeah. And but I guess what is happening policy wise? Can you share anything with us at the state level for, you know, any initiatives or anything happening?
Yeah, I know that there's, you know, there's always constant talks about different funding and formula, you know, especially at all different levels. I don't know if there's any big education bills coming anytime soon, but I know Maura Haley has made it a point to make sure our schools are equitable and you know, that we're getting this opportunity. There's a lot more investment into STEM and the different kind of more modern career and college pathways because, you know, I think we all understand now that college isn't always the best option for a lot of us, especially in a community like Lynn that's so socioeconomically diverse. So I think Maura Haley's been taking a great look into that and to seeing what we can do to, you know, make sure that our kids can do what they love and make a good living out of it.
You know, I got to pick up on one last thing, Sean, that you said, and that was about the tech. And, you know, in my work with the Lynn schools, I did do some work with tech and so on. And that is a huge plus for the city, but there is another building, you know, that, you know, could clearly be totally updated and so on, or replaced, to be quite honest with you, because you're right. All these students that need the tech education, you know, can't get it. Oh, many of them anyways. And I just saw a thing up in, I guess it's Whittier trying to expand their programs. Essex Tech is expanding their programs and so on. Yeah. And they're building and they're asking communities for additional money up in the Merrimack Valley, up in that area. So it's really a target. And you were right to mention it right away. That really is an expansive kind of thing that really needs to be addressed, I would think.
we are so lucky to have our own technical school as a city, because you mentioned a lot of these regionals. One of the first things I did when I ran is I visited Essex Tech. A Lynn resident, Bonnie Carr, actually runs their night program, and I really want to see what it was all about. And I was just floored by it. We could definitely use something like that in Lynn, obviously. And like I said, I not just for our own students, because we know the overcrowding of the day, but these are adult programs as well. People who, you know, maybe they want a career change, or they never really, you know, found the right career for them. It's such a good opportunity, and there's such a need for it on the employment side. You know, we all know there's a shortage of electricians, plumbers. It's just a win-win for everyone, and there is state funding for it, and I know Mayor Nicholson is very interested in it as well. So it's really going to be one of my top initiatives to expand our trades, both the infrastructure and the programs themselves.
You know, I see a Sean Reed Vocational Technical High School coming to the city of Lynn. That's what I see.
There's a lot more. There's a lot more deserving people than that. Trust me. Very low on the totem pole.
I'm kidding you, of course. But you said you visited Essex Tech maybe over a decade ago. I visited the new Worcester School, which is probably now over 10 years ago. What a building that is, too! Unbelievable. Yeah.
It's insane. So hopefully we can get upgrades in Lynn, and I'm really excited that the future's bright.
All right, Sean, I love the positivity. Great talking with you. Congratulations on topping the ticket in Tuesday's election for Lynn School Committee, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Sean Reed with us, new member of the Lynn School Committee here on MSO Newsports.com.